We have had some technical problems.
We are live, and it's the Naughty Show, Playboy Radio. I wish we had the Jeffersons music. Moving on up. And when the bunny calls,
yeah,
you answer.
You don't run from the bunny.
This is the Naughty Show. Here's Sam, Gareth, and Vicky.
Unfortunately, Sam and Vicky died in a fire.
Yeah. Which was started by just pouring some shit over them.
Which was just shit fire, ladies and gentlemen. 10:02. Wait for it. 10:03 in the piece. We did it.
Unreal.
Welcome to the second half hour of a very special Naughty Show. Feels like this one could be like a retrospective where we look back at some of our favorite moments from the last hour. Right?
Indeed.
We could just be like, remember that time when Chan came in?
Can you
just look back?
Can you believe it? Remember that time?
He was hilarious.
Amazing.
That guy's so fucking
funny.
Hilarious.
That guy's so funny.
So everybody follow him on Twitter.
He's great.
Get your free bag of weed.
Oh,
we're in the
man.
Second half. We're waiting on our next guest. So.
Yes.
Randall, let me ask you this.
Go ahead.
Now,
man.
You are a big animal. You're a big animal guy.
I'm a big animal.
You're just a
look
big
at me. I'm a fucking beluga.
You're just a big animal. Now, are you advancing the causes of anything through this popularity and this fame that you now have?
I'm doing my best. I really am trying to.
What can people do to get involved? What would be the number one thing people could do to help?
The number one thing people really could do to help is, instead of just signing an online petition,
yeah,
is if they were to, I mean, that definitely helps too, but you have to take it upon yourself to actually print and mail that shit directly to people.
Right.
And that, you know, it does more than just doing stuff online. And you just have to get up in arms, you know. Lucy Lawless and other people out there chain themselves to oil tankards, you know.
But she was filming Xena, so that's different. Right?
Yeah.
That's a very...
Oh, what a princess.
It's a very...
A warrior
she
princess.
She went through a Stargate.
She's all over the place. But, you know, so she, you know, people get up in arms and they actually go out and they do things. I know, you know, people you normally wouldn't expect. You know, for instance, like Ryan Reynolds is a big animals rights activist.
Right.
And, you know, I'm sure you know about Betty White and Ellen and all these other people. So really what you could do is you just have to make a big splash and cause a stir and be really loud and vocal. Otherwise, no one's really going to pay much attention.
And isn't
sadly.
That's what we were kind of talking about that, like, beforehand, that to me it sort of seems like... The reason why it just feels like nothing gets fucking done.
Nothing gets fucking done. And I got to say, like, I can't tell you, Gareth, how many, the countless number of links I've passed on.
Yeah.
Oh, help this cause. And it still fucking happens.
It's like with, like, you think about like all the fucking fucked up things that just keep happening.
Yeah.
And I was saying this to you before, to me, part of the issue is that I think, like, on Facebook,
yeah,
it just the new, whatever that week's fucking thing is. Like,
yes,
it's either Trayvon Martin and, like, race. It's
totally
either the Rolling Stone cover with that guy who, fuck, you know, they made him look like Jim Morrison, whatever the fuck, from a picture that was printed in other publications.
Yeah.
Miley Cyrus.
Yeah.
And then big things happen, like the thing you were posting about, and I posted about the dolphin slaughter
dolphins
in Japan and shit like that.
Yeah.
And then Syria. And they just know that in 6 days we're going to be on something else.
Yeah.
So they just got to wait fucking 6 days.
I remember being really upset when I found out. That's exactly right, by the way.
Thank you.
You know, and it's passive activism, you know, where, oh, I liked it. You know, I saw the cause. I liked it.
Shared it.
I shared
it.
I did my part. Wiped my hands and I'm done. No, it's more than that. But, you know, I was reading about how in the UK, they're going forward with the UK badger cull. They're just going to round up all these badgers and kill them because they fear they spread the disease to other animals, right? They're
real, like, quick, do you feel a special affinity with the badger?
Yes, absolutely.
Like, is it your number one in a way?
It's my number one in a lot of ways. And not so, you know, because of guilt by association, badgers too. You know, honey badgers are different than badgers.
Right.
You know, but they're all part of the same family. But yeah, I've now grown to love badgers and honey badgers. Always have, but now it's like extra special.
This,
oh my goodness. Oh, please.
And they put the honey in the bag.
Oh, hello. I love it.
Randall's throwing $100 bills, by the way, in
Listen,
there.
My friend Ryan here, who's here tonight, filmed me getting fucked in the ass by a honey badger. No, I'm kidding. Come on. That was a callback to the movie Zoo we were talking about earlier with Chang, who's here. So listen to this.
Okay.
By the way, do you know that cats' penises have many spikes on them?
Like their tongues.
Like their tongues
their
are really rough.
Their cocks and tongue. What the fuck is going on?
They have the roughest cocks.
That must be horrible.
Cats
when
have
a cat
horrible
sucks
spiky.
Another cat's dick, it must almost start like fucking sparks and fire in the mouth.
That's what, well, sometimes if you see, and the female cats do it too, when they lick themselves and stuff, they make that weird face like,
their dry
they start
mouth.
Pantsing and their dry mouth. They're like, oh, I didn't mean to do this. And it's just like all this crazy shit happened to them from licking themselves and auto, what is it?
Autoerotic. Oh, yeah. Autofellatio. Yeah, that's when a robot blows you. Right? Is that not what it is? Well, that's when you fuck your car,
I thought
right?
It was when you go to, yeah, Amoco. You just, hey, get over here.
Double A.
MC Blow.
All right. We did it.
No, wait a second. So listen.
Yes.
The
get back to it.
Badgers. They're going to kill them anyway, right? Even though at one point, enough people on the petition were not going to do it. Then they were like, now we're going to do it. And what was hitting the news waves? Justin Bieber lost his fucking gold.
Oh, that monkey.
He lost his gold monkey.
Yeah, he lost his golden monkey.
The curse of the Justin Bieber golden monkey.
That's going to be a good movie.
He lost a gold chain.
Yeah.
And that was all over the fucking Twitter feeds. Oh, Justin lost his gold chain. Ugh. While they announced, the UK announces, we're fucking killing all the badgers.
And it just isn't, nothing's going to, they're going to still do it.
You keep doing this shit. I'm telling you, Gareth, we're fucking ourselves.
Oh,
we
are.
You fuck with the animals, you fuck with us.
Yeah. Well, and I don't know. And another, like the, I mean, I hate how serious I'm getting. But.
I'm sorry.
No, I.
Let's not get serious.
No, I think it's funny, but it's also like, I know that people are probably
issues.
Like, this fucking Japan shit, like watching that shit leak into the fucking ocean.
Terrible.
It's just like, oh, you fucking.
And then they keep some. And
yeah.
They put them in like a really small cage
and
shit. Oh,
and they're just like,
terrible.
We'll be able to have an aquarium one day. You're like, oh, for fuck's sake.
You know, I hope, Gareth, if soon in the future we live in a world where we just laugh about cat peni and not have
I
to
I think
worry
we're there.
Them.
I had a pretty good chortle there. I was definitely drying tears from my eyes at the idea that they have rough cocks.
Rough cocks.
And I don't know about
rough
this.
Tongues.
You're the animal guy, but have you ever seen a duck's boner?
No, absolutely.
All right.
No.
Well, everybody should.
Wow.
Anyone who's interested, Google duck boner because that's
really?
Going to be a curveball.
Have you seen a turtle have sex?
I think I have seen a turtle have
and
sex.
Goes,
and
oh,
he's kind of, yeah, and he's making like little like
in those crazy
turtle
noises.
Fuck noises.
Yeah. Turtle fuck noises.
We can't get away from it anywhere. It's always the guy. Always the guy. The guy's all, why the fuck? Whenever you watch porn and the guy's like, ah! You're like, dude, just please. Sit, like. Calm down. Take it down a notch. You're not like about to run through a wall. You're with actual human
they
tissue.
Just start showing penises exploding.
Yeah, that would be way
and
better.
People exploding.
That would
genitals
be...
blowing apart.
Blowing apart genitals. Well, that's a good segue, I think. Genitals getting blown apart. To our next guest. Our next guest has, he's torn up. You want to come in, Caleb? Yeah, come in here, you little stinker. Our next guest is Caleb Bacon. Give it up for Caleb Bacon, everybody.
Yay.
Up top, up top. Caleb Bacon, a pod. There's also some headphones. I don't know if you want to grab those. Those are good. Oh, he's trying to figure those. Check one, two. Check, check.
I think I'm on a microphone.
There we go.
Yeah.
And
sounds
if you got
like
any, if you got any ear cans, ear
sure.
goggles.
Well, I can hear you so far.
Yeah, but then we might communicate with Sapphire in the booth a little.
This is exciting.
It's an exciting time. Now, Caleb Bacon. Not only hosts a podcast that has just gotten into the Podcast Festival of Los Angeles, a real who's who of podcastery, Naughty Show excluded, and he is also a writer for the hit TBS show, Sullivan and Son. 10, 11 of the P's, Illuminati, give it up for Caleb Baker!
Yeah. Thanks for having me, Chappie.
Right.
Can I call you Chappie here?
Here we go.
Your famous Sullivan and Son name. Do people stop you in the streets?
They do not, but and what Caleb's alluding to is I did an episode of Sullivan and Son where I played the memorable character Chappie, and God bless if my career hasn't exploded since then. But I did see a guy I know on Facebook named as Baby Chappie, which I thought was funny because I played a character named Chappie. But then also, that's kind of a crazy name for a kid. So hopefully that guy doesn't
well,
pay attention
how did
to
it
me.
Time out? Who came first?
I just came now. Wait, what's
okay.
the question?
Sure.
Chappie, the character, came first.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Now, maybe he saw your episode. He got a little frisky with his lady
if I could
in that
make,
same night.
If I could make that connection, it would make me so fucking happy. If he just was like, he saw it.
Yeah.
Anyway, I've lit the world on fire. Well, Caleb, how are you?
I'm great. Good to see you, Garrett. Randall, nice to meet you.
Caleb, you must be doing pretty good right now, right? Because things are going good with your podcast. You have a third season of a show that you're writing on.
Yeah.
You're beautiful.
Hanging with Chappie and Randall.
Yeah, Chappie and Randall.
I'd actually ask Gareth if you were still doing Elieist. Because I didn't, you know, you're doing all these things. Okay. I didn't know if you were still
A couple years ago, I used to write for LAist. And not so much these days.
Okay.
And now, plug your podcast real quick.
Because you forgot what it's called.
Now I know that it's called The Gentleman's
Club. It's called The Naughty Show, where I do an audio commentary of every Naughty Show episode.
That would be pretty amazing.
That'd be nice.
I would like to see Randall do audio commentaries of podcasts. Yeah. Could you do that?
I would love it.
He could do it. Don't you think?
I would love to do that.
That Randall could narrate anything?
Because I saw your Fox video.
Oh, thank you.
And I was like, oh, I like football, but now somehow it's better.
It really is.
Thank you.
I don't know why.
I know nothing.
I know. It's just so good. I don't know. I don't think it'll get old. I really do not think
it'll get old. I think those glasses and that hair, Randall, is really Terry Bradshaw.
He's got.
If you know who that is.
I do know.
He does now.
Okay. I only know him.
It's only.
I know Randy Moss. I know that Terry Bradshaw.
Well, Bradshaw was on The New Girl, so of course.
Ed with the Bears. Remember he was the quarterback for a while?
Jim McMahon.
Jim McMahon.
you got the Mount Rushmore minus one. That's pretty good.
It came to
Kaepernick's.
Kaepernick, who I've already...
it's plural. Kaepernick's, there's two
Kaepernick's,
of them.
Kaepernick's.
Yeah. That's why they're so fucking good.
O.J. Simpson's
of the world. Whatever happened to that guy? Anyone know? God, I'd love to know.
He changed his name to Aaron Hernandez. My podcast, Man School,
Man School. You used to run the Gentleman's Club, but now you do Man School.
Yeah, now I do. It's a little bit more serious. So basically, each episode I talk to a different guy about a particular life experience they've had.
You have great guests coming on that show.
Thank you. And so sometimes it's a little bit more serious, like, you know, brain cancer-y, but we still have a good time with it.
That's great.
Why? Now, do you feel like you can milk comedy from that, or are you just trying to be a little more informative because you're trying to explore your serious side a little more?
I think that's what it is. Yeah, I think the more I like work in comedy by day, the more I want to like try and do some serious stuff.
Yeah.
But like, I mean, my show Man School is technically under the self-help category in iTunes, but it's not really, not like, hey guys, listen to the show. This will help you get your stuff together. It's more like, you know, you can hear some other guys' life experiences.
Yeah.
Take away from it, you know, what you want.
That's cool.
And because I like that, because I don't like preachy stuff.
Yeah.
I've had a lot of high school principals tell me what to do, and it's like, come on, I'm 32. Why are you still telling me what to do?
Yeah. And you feel that, it's obviously a popular podcast, but do you feel like you were able to retain an audience going from something a little more lighthearted? And real quick, while we get into this, Randall, I'll give you a little backstory. Yeah. I actually was on Caleb's podcast once.
Oh.
And if I remember correctly, Caleb, you re-recorded that podcast. And
whoa.
I didn't make the cut.
What are you talking about? No.
When I met you at the Improv.
Yeah, you were on that.
Is that true?
No, it was kind of a... Steve Byrne is a very generous guy, and he was being very generous with the mic, and I think Caleb was like, I want to have a conversation with Steve Byrne, but he was having a conversation with me and Owen and Steve Byrne instead, which is very different.
It was 4.5 guys and 2 mics, which is not like...
That's a good podcast.
Yeah. Yeah. People are like, hey, let's talk about this. Let me take 5 seconds to pass a microphone across the way. So
it's good for anecdotal humor.
Not quite as good as the Playboy Radio Studios here. Which
gorgeous,
which
isn't it?
I love it.
Isn't it gorgeous?
Yeah, but no, you're still in there. I just cut out your jokes.
Oh, that's smart.
I have a question because you have a background, obviously, in writing and in radio.
Yeah.
That's correct, right? Like, in your upstate, I'm from Manhattan, but you're upstate New York,
correct? Oh, yes. I'm from Albany. It's the capital.
See, look, it's a New York night.
Yeah, that's right. We just said Shang and Aries, New Yorker.
Shang and I are related.
What do you guys make,
look very similar.
Yeah.
What do you make of the transition from... you know, radio waves to everything online, and obviously it's a great thing, but what has it meant to you? You know, would you be able to do what you're doing if you didn't have access or, you know, the creativity to do podcasts and things online?
I think the nice thing for me is like, I've been fortunate enough to want to do some stuff over the past few years, but also just working a lot, you know, the whole day job thing. I don't want to do stuff I don't want to do.
Right.
So because you can do things online, I can pretty much just go, okay, this is what I want to do. I don't care if I make any money. I don't care if anybody listens. Like, I'm just going to go do it.
Yeah.
Do you feel right now like you're in a really good spot with your career? Because you have, I mean, are you going to be like, because now Sullivan and Son's on hiatus, are you filling your time with anything specifically, or are you just kind of chilling out?
No, no, I'm crazy busy right now.
What are you working on right now?
I'm helping out a little bit on Two and a Half Men.
Okay.
Oh.
So I'm doing that.
Okay. How's that?
It's fun. Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
Awesome.
Today was a long day, but it's all good.
And on Sullivan and Son, I think people would probably be interested to hear kind of what the writing
process. Oh, you want more about Chappie? Sure.
Well,
Chaperino,
the
guy with the nickname.
Get back to me a little bit, but you work crazy fucking hours when you're working on a sitcom taped in front of a live audience because you spend all week writing, coming up with the jokes, refining, and then you tape it twice on a tape day, and you're there that whole fucking time. It's a lot, right?
Well, basically, like, what people don't know about sitcoms is that you have a week to produce a show, and then every single day you rewrite the whole script so it could be rehearsed the next day. So,
Jesus,
you can't be like, oh, well, we don't shoot that scene until Friday, so we don't have to worry about it today. It's like, nope, we got to stay until we're done writing the script.
It's a live
every
performance
single night.
You're working on at the end of the week.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah. So, like, if a script is not going too well, it's like, oh, Monday's a late night, and then Tuesday's a late night, and then it's like, holy crap, why can't this Chappie guy get his lines right?
Yeah, I was so drunk.
How many guys are in the room?
It's about 10.
10 guys, you're just crafting the jokes, working, yucking it up with each other, right? Eating meals, coming up with handshakes.
That's kind of the best thing. Like, just, you get to laugh all day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I like that.
You love your job.
Yeah. Well, I love to laugh all day.
So you love your job.
Well, I've also worked in dramas before.
Have you really?
Yeah. That's what I worked in for a long time. When I say a long time for me. But
right.
I worked on HBO Hour dramas for maybe like 6 years.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah. Was that stifling for you? Or did you feel...
Well, what
you're
was
still
nice,
laughing all day.
Well, what was nice about that, a lot of those shows, they do have jokes. So it's not like you're watching Law & Order.
No.
Which is just like that really harsh tone. Like there could be bodies dropping anywhere.
So, your last
name's better.
Your last name's Bacon.
Yeah, true.
Now, growing up, was that strange? Did kids pick at you about that? Was
they,
it weird?
They pick at me.
Yeah, did they
pick at you?
No, no, that's what we
Pikachu,
call it.
That's fucking Pokemon.
I'm sorry.
They poked my mom. Yeah.
Wait a minute. What the fuck just happened? There was a question somewhere a mile ago, right?
It's hard to understand your Green Bay accents.
Oh, don't even get me started. Jesus, come on. It's going to be a big week for me.
Oh, snap.
Who is your football team?
Yeah.
I'll go Giants.
You like the Giants.
And Randall, you know they're from San Francisco.
Yes.
Right? Yeah, of course.
Right. Love, and they moved there from the Polo Grounds.
That's right.
Yeah, Poland.
Poland.
These are good connections. Not a lot of people know the history of sports like you.
I like the Giants, but being from Albany, New York, I grew up in a place where people equally, like, it was split in quarters. Quarter people like the Bills, quarter like the Giants, quarter like the Jets, quarter like the Patriots.
Ugh.
Wow.
So, but it was kind of fun. Like, I know you like your, live and die cheesehead crap.
But no, no, no.
I
now,
like the
minute.
Whole,
now,
like, hey,
minute.
Let's all celebrate
now,
the game.
Now, wait a goddamn minute. You're talking to a fucking owner, okay?
Oh.
You have a share?
I have a share.
I assume it's only one.
It's one share, and today the guy came over to fix my door, and he put a screwdriver on the share, and I had to go, buddy, come on. There's some things that really matter in life, and that's the great
Have you been to a shareholder meeting?
Unfortunately, I've never made it to a
but
shareholder meeting.
But he's been to a share concert.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, do I believe. I mean, I do it for real this time. That was amazing.
Well, you're so sunny.
Remember that?
Do you hate the Packers specifically?
No, no, I love football.
You should love the Packers because the Giants have done a good job of owning the Packers.
I'm not like a live or die Giants guy.
You don't have a tattoo
of
them on your bicep.
No, but right. Lawrence Taylor's a guy who I ethically model.
Right, and that's good because he's now not a lot of people know that Lawrence Taylor's got a really, really great past. A lot of charity. He's a family man.
Yeah, he does some work with teenagers.
A lot of work,
you know.
With teenagers.
He tries to put some money in their pockets and give them a chance at life. Is that what he did recently?
He
I may not have read the whole story.
I thought he ate a child.
He ate and raped a child. Look, the point is, God damn, could he chase down that ball?
Yeah,
he could really do it. I noticed you posted an interesting story on your entertaining Facebook. Plug your Twitter real quick.
Sure, at Caleb Eats Bacon.
I would recommend
C-A-L-E-B Eats Bacon.
I would recommend following Caleb. But you posted this story, which I was also a big fan of, where the girl.
Oh, the best.
This college girl. Where did she go to school again?
I want to say Iowa.
I think it was.
Iowa-ish.
And she stormed the field at the end of a game and was just shit-canned. They arrested her, breathalyzed her, and she blew.
Now, before we give it away, Randall, do you know what the legal limit of intoxication is?
0.08?
Yeah,
in 0.08. Los Angeles. So, in Iowa, it's 0.92, but it's different. No.
Yeah. So it's like 8%. So, 0.08. Right.
0.08. A lot of places, it's 0.1, but it's still, you know.
So now if you blow twice the legal limit, that's about 0.16.
Yeah. And that's crazy, too. If you blow twice the legal limit, you're drunk.
Yeah, you're drunk.
So that's 0.2.
Oh, my God.
What did this fucking legend blow?
She did a 0.341.
0.341.
Yeah. That means a third of her blood is alcohol.
Can you?
She was able to run?
Not only able. Well, I think I believe she didn't run well, which is why she got arrested. But then she was so proud of it.
Wow.
Yeah, she's like signing autographs, like, going to bars. Like,
really?
It's like when you go to those crappy dry cleaners here in Los Angeles, and there's like Ed Begley Jr.'s headshot signed. Which, you know, Mr. Begley Jr., I respect all of his work with the environment. But, you know, who cares? It's a dry cleaners. But so she's going around to her town and putting up her not a headshot, but she's signing 341. And she's tweeting about it.
A lot.
It's funny.
And it's pretty
she
good.
She signs him 341.
Yeah.
She really is. And she was live tweeting her arrest and her mother picking her up. It was just a beautiful train wreck. It was just what I needed.
I'd love her enthusiasm.
She's got a lot of enthusiasm. Yeah. She's a really good girl. now, on your podcast, you used to talk to a good amount of adult film stars, correct?
I did, yeah.
And that's no more, really,
In fact, I don't even interview women anymore.
It's all men.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, it's all men.
Do you find you get an audience of men and women, or are you able to get the metrics of that, or are you just skewing male at this point and loving it?
No, I'd say it's actually more women than I would have expected. Hmm. But when I was interviewing the porn stars, it was tough because I would get all these guys who love the porn stars. They would write me and say, I want more porn stars. Who cares about those other people?
Yeah.
And then some people who didn't so much care for the porn stars, because let's be honest, some people like to watch porn stars, not listen to them in MP3.
Yeah.
No offense to, you know.
Well, I think some porn stars are more entertaining than others. But, I mean, you must have gotten a little fatigued. I think the Naughty Show went through that a little bit when, like, you know, people want the thing. Sometimes they want it, but you're like, you don't want it all the fucking time. Because then it'll just be the same shit.
Well, my show was one-on-one for the most part, except for that weird time at the Improv where I had to cut you out of most of it.
Never heard of it. Chappy out.
So, that's the catchphrase.
Yeah, that's the catchphrase that's not catching on.
No, I just heard America clapping. Was that noise?
No.
Randall's hands didn't move, okay. Chappy out.
Chappy out.
So, but you would sort of be interviewing one-on-one, sort of inside the actor's studioing it a little bit, and you would find what? That you weren't able to get the depth that you needed from your guests.
I just found I had porn stars in my apartment, and that was pretty damn cool.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
But because by doing a one-on-one show, it's basically like each show kind of takes on the theme of who your guest is.
Right.
So if you don't want to hear a porn star, then you don't want to hear the episode. Yeah. So it was sort of like I was doing two different shows at once.
And that's why you kind of hung that up and kind of moved in a different direction.
Yeah, I kind of got sick of it. And I also just kind of got over the whole porn star thing. No offense to Playboy Radio here. Because this couch smells like it should not have a black light anywhere near
it. That couch has AIDS. I don't even know. We just tested it, and it does. It's an AIDS couch.
I knew
I was feeling positive.
Yeah. He's good. See what I mean? Imagine being in a room with that little fucking brain kicking it around.
I'm cold. Pass me the AIDS quilt.
There we go. Yeah. Look at him.
What else?
Ah, keep digging, baby. Keep digging.
Have you guys taken an HIV test recently?
I have, actually.
Yeah, how'd it go?
Really?
I do a stand-up bit about
it. Is
this
a fucking plant?
Yeah, we're about to get your blood. So
no, because I went to a free clinic,
which is where you should go, because nobody should pay for bad news.
But I went to a homosexual men's free clinic.
Oh, which a nice wrinkle to the tail.
Which was, you know, not exactly my. I'm a heterosexual fella,
right?
But I was like, all right, the price is right. You know, it's not too far from where I live in Hollywood, and I gotta say, very interesting experience.
Yeah.
Now I walk up to the counter to sign in, and this place is like, it's kind of like emotionally dark. Like when I go to my regular doctor's office, not everyone there feels like they have a sketchy sexual history.
Yeah, there's a highlights on the table. Yeah. You know, there's stuff like that. There's lighthearted shit.
So I go to sign in. You know how you go to a doctor's office to sign in?
Yeah.
And it's just a counter in the window. You put your name on the thing. That's not like a doctor there.
Right.
So I sign in, and then the gentleman after me walks up to the window to sign in, proclaims loudly that he has a herpes outbreak in his mouth.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Shit.
It's like... You could just write that on the paper.
And so, again, she's not the person in the booth, not a doctor.
No, no. Not to mention, he doesn't care about privacy.
No.
But I was like, that is so gross.
Wow.
I didn't know that was... So I learned that was a thing.
He was chewing on the pen, like, sorry, I get nervous sometimes. Like, burn the pen.
Oh.
In his mouth.
Herpes in his mouth.
Yeah, he was a bad kisser, though. But we...
Wait, now... Okay, keep going, sorry.
Jesus Christ.
So that was like, my first 3 minutes into this.
It's an interesting room. The vibe in a room where people are trying to find out very scathing information, possibly about their genitals. There's a weird vibe.
Yeah.
Now, when I... So there was a... like a nurse kind of practitioner, not like a full-on doctor, who did this new minute HIV test they have.
Yeah.
Where they prick your finger, and then they kind of swirl up some blood with some fluid, and then it'll be like positive or negative. And this place was like so tense, and it was literally full of people who were probably not all getting good news, that I, like, this one-minute test just put so much pressure on me. I'm
literally 1 minute, and you get the results right there? Wow.
Yeah, I was like, maybe I got it now. Because this one-minute test is making me feel so weird.
It's like a pregnancy test, really. It's the closest the guy gets to a pregnancy test. Assuming that baby will shut down your immune system. As opposed to just...
Or the test will prove you're Magic Johnson.
Yeah, that's true. Absolutely. So,
I recommend the gay-free clinic.
When I went, I've had a couple. And
well, that's reason to get an HIV test.
That's right. I had a couple. There it is.
Hey! Threesome.
We got it. 1028 the peas. The guy walked in. First of all, the guy, I don't know if this is regular, but I had a conversation with him where he explained that his boyfriend had AIDS and he didn't get it. Which I was like, holy.
That happens, which just blows my mind.
That's
I don't get it.
That's got to be talk about like. Tension.
That
Jesus
partner's
Christ.
Like, fuck you.
Yeah, he's like, God damn it.
Like, will you just take it already?
We were both coming everywhere. But then mine, the one I'm talking about now is like saliva, where they kind of give you like a little fucking 60s acid swab. Yeah, and they like shove it in your mouth. And then when he came back in, he totally had the like bad news vibe.
Oh.
He knew when he was walking in that I did not have AIDS. Which to me, if I'm working in that place, you walk in and you're like, not AIDS.
Yeah.
But he was like, are you ready for your results? And I was like, well, what the fuck is, yeah.
Yeah.
So negative. He got Seacresty on you.
Yeah, he really was like, oh, we'll find out if I go take a piss. Oh, tune in, America. I was like, no!
Now we're back from piss break.
All right.
You, Gareth Reynolds, do not have AIDS.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Oh, my God. And Steven Tyler's barfing. I don't know why. You worked on the River Wilde. I'm sorry.
No, I worked on Olivia Wilde.
Sex-wise. Oh, my God.
Not true. Are you looking up an IMDb page of Joaquin Phoenix or something?
No, it's I think it's Kevin Bacon. If you wouldn't mind.
Whoa.
What was Meryl Streep?
Yeah, that was in River Wilde. Kevin Bacon.
You got nominated for a Golden Globe for the River Wilde. What was that like?
Yeah.
It was no Footloose.
Right.
Yeah.
Which is a bigger one in your career. This is not you.
Yeah, let the kids dance.
What are you going to do at the L.A.? Do you have anything special planned for the L.A. Podfest? For people who don't know, this is a who's who of podcastery.
Now, it's kind of like the biggest podcast festival in the world.
Yes.
Wow.
Now, there may not be a lot of them, but it's...
Doesn't matter.
It's all the
Somebody's got to be king.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and it happens to be at a Sheraton in Santa Monica. You know,
that's
if people
great.
Want to come into town, you're by the ocean.
Yep.
There's a gap over there if you want to go to the Abercrombie on the promenade.
Oh, that's great.
It's exciting.
In between some of your podcasts, I'm saying to the people, not you.
Shopping and podcasting? What could be better?
What's better than
and
that?
And ocean.
Do you have... Do you have?
I don't know what to do.
You don't know yet?
No. I've never done a live man school before.
Yeah.
Oh.
We did it last year. It's pretty fucking fun. It's interesting.
Yeah, I've done some live podcasts before, and I don't know. I got to figure it out because I want to do something fun. I want to have some...
Do you do a lot of editing to the podcast now?
I do.
A lot.
Yeah. Yeah. I make it pretty.
So how long do you interview the people normally?
The shows usually come out to be like 35 minutes.
But how long?
And I'll cut out maybe like 5 minutes, 10 minutes.
Okay. So not too long.
Yeah, not too much.
And how familiar are you with your guests prior to the interview?
Well, so what I do with Man School is basically each episode is about a certain topic. Mm-hmm. So as much as like there's so many great people out there I'd love to interview, it's like it's kind of hard just to have somebody over and be like, all right, what's like a good topic for you to talk about? Because I'm like, I don't know. I'll talk about whatever. It's like, no, I want to do a good show. What's something that's actually like meaningful life experience to you? So a lot of times I'll have to know something about the guest a little bit or talk to him and be like, all right, let's come up with a plan and. You know, we'll
which is why it's good you've got a day job where you can hang out with interesting people who are also Famous.
Sometimes. Yeah, sometimes they are. I got to host a Sullivan is on podcast also.
I saw, yes. Yeah. And how was that?
It was great.
You love now the Sullivan and Son guys love you.
For the most part.
They love me. They love me. Randall, we gotta get you in the mix. We'll get you in the mix
Chappy
over there.
Chappy out.
Yeah.
Now let me ask you this, Caleb. Let me get into this.
Yeah.
If give me your Los Angeles entertainment dream job. Because you seem to do a number of things, but what if you could in 5 years see the perfect life for Caleb Bacon? What would that life be?
Oh, this is good. This is a good question, Gareth.
You like that?
I'm going to say AIDS free.
Okay, good.
First of all, it's a good place to start. Let's have a lot of T cells.
Uh-huh. But at this point, you will be dying of mouth sores, so I think AIDS is...
Can you die of mouth sores?
Yeah. I hope so.
Sure.
I hope so, because I don't want that guy touching anything. So I hope he's gone.
I would like to be working in comedy by day. But I'd love to have a situation where, like, if I'm writing for a show that gets canceled or something like that, I still have this whole other thing I do that, like, feeds another side of me.
Mm-hmm. Do you want to just be a writer, or do you want to create your own shows?
Yeah, I'll create my own shows.
You will?
Yeah.
Well, let's throw that in the 5-year dream we're talking about. So there you are. You've created a show.
Don't you like to act as well? Do you do?
I acted. Perform? I had one line in a show once.
And do it.
I can't just do it, guys.
Come on.
Okay. All right. I need an action.
All right, everyone, shut. Shh. Come on, guys. We're rolling. Hey, guys. All right. Action.
Give me back my camera, lady.
Cut. Got it.
Okay.
Print.
Perfect. Cool.
Wonderful.
Now, let's record Randall's audio commentary.
Uh-huh. Which is always a good call.
This was a hard scene for
Give me back my camera, lady.
You could make a sitcom with me and Randall.
He never did stand-up or wanted to do stand-up?
I've done some different live stuff before, but I don't like the idea of being in comedy clubs all night.
Gotcha.
Why?
Yeah, why is that?
Because I'm better than you, Gareth.
No, why? No. I understand, but why? Tell people why it's so bad sometimes.
I don't know. I don't know why it's so bad, but I know to be a great stand-up, and I believe stand-up's not something you can just dip your toe in. Mm-hmm. I think it's the lifestyle. If you're going to do it, you got to be part of the tribe. Mm-hmm. And to be part of the tribe means getting up on stage every night.
Yeah.
And that's just not the life I want for myself. I'd like to be in a TV writer's room all day and, you know, go see my friends or my lady at night.
So yeah. You have a lady now.
Oh, yeah.
How long in Los Angeles were you single before you had a lady?
Well, there's been a couple of them.
So, but this last one's been a while, right? You've been with her for a while.
About a year.
Yeah?
Wow. Yeah, a little over a year. We're moving in together soon.
You are?
Wow.
Yeah.
So you're kind of moving into the...
Congratulations.
Right?
That's
serious
nice.
Territory.
Yeah, you're cohabitating. Yeah. If it goes bad, you got to separate all your plates and shit.
Yeah, I've never done it before.
Oh, you just
You've never
her?
Done it before?
No.
Oh, boy.
Oh, you just kill her.
Yeah, see?
Things
there we go.
Sour, you just kill.
Randall doesn't give a fuck.
Please.
I just honey badger her
yeah,
ass.
Honey badger her.
Honey badger her.
Eat her
ass.
Head, take a nap.
No one will care.
Just like the honey badger.
Who cares?
Are you nervous about moving in with a girl?
I'm not, no.
Not at all.
Have you before?
No, never.
So you feel secure in your decision.
I do. Yeah, it's a special lady.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty big news. Now.
Never felt like a girl. Have you ever felt like a girl?
Have you ever felt a girl?
Sometimes like a natural woman.
Yeah, of course. I mean, I don't want to put pressure on you, but you feel like, you know.
Cocaine?
You want some coke?
You want some
made
cocaine?
A little sniff, sniff noise.
Could this be the future Mrs. Bacon?
Yeah, I think so. I don't know if she'll take the name, but we'll see.
Her name isn't Francis, is it?
Francis.
No, her name's Kevin.
Okay.
Oh, no.
So that would be really weird.
Oh,
shit.
Or cured. There's a lot. How sick of you are? I mean, you must be tired of jokes about bacon. Right?
Well, it's funny because people think bacon's like a stage name. Now,
really?
Yeah, because a lot of the porn stars I used to interview would be like, oh, Caleb Bacon, how'd you pick that?
I lived on Bacon Street.
Talk to Dave and Susie Bacon and see how they came up with it?
Yeah. But is it not? It's not been a like. I would feel like if I was a kid, I'd have fun with that name, even though my name was Gareth.
Well, it certainly allowed me to have a lot of levity,
right,
in my life. But you know, people have always said like the same stuff. Like a lot of people be like, "Oh, bacon and eggs."
That's a good one. Write that one down.
But every couple of years, I'll hear something new, and then I'm like, "Oh, this is somebody who I don't want to mess with." I respect them.
Good bacon zings better than asking you about the River Wild. That's not a good one. Right? That seemed to go over really good.
I guess I don't think of Kevin Bacon when you say River Wild. I think of Meryl Streep.
Well, you should
and
think
of
Kevin.
River.
You should think of Kevin Bacon because that movie should be called Bacon
it's his
Wild.
Movie.
He's the wild card in that. He's a fucking lunatic.
I was having breakfast with a friend at a restaurant in Los Angeles about a month and a half ago. Who walks in?
No.
Kevin Bacon.
What time of day was this?
It was breakfast time.
So like,
it was about 9:30.
He potentially is getting breakfast.
Yeah.
Which means he's potentially getting bacon.
Bacon.
Now, I was literally having bacon, and I was across from Kevin Bacon.
And your name's Bacon.
That's a lot of bacon.
Now, he did not look at me nor acknowledge me, but I felt like there was a connection, you know? I just felt it. It was nice.
That's got to be so great. You think if you went up to him and just said, my name's Bacon, he'd be like, dude, that's sick? Oh, yeah. I bet he would be. He seems like a good dude.
I didn't really have the time because a lot of people were coming up to me being like,
oh, everybody's swapping you.
I bet... Kevin Bacon is probably related to you.
They were.
That's
they
so
made
exciting
that connection.
For him.
That's fucking crazy.
I was like, Uncle Kev's right over there. I do have an uncle named Kevin Bacon.
Wow.
Really?
Yeah. I haven't talked to him in like 20 years, but just literally.
Why?
Why? Because his name is Kevin?
I don't think it's anything to do with his name, you know. There's relatives you don't talk to, that sort of thing.
That's a long time.
They're scattered. Yeah. It's not like I've been avoiding him.
20 years.
Yeah, like
a long break. Caleb,
it
might be time to reach out to Kevin Bacon, to Uncle Kevin Bacon, and see what's going on.
I saw the one at the restaurant.
Nah, it's not good enough. Yeah, this guy's flesh and blood.
That's right.
He's F and B?
Yeah, he's a little F and B.
Your mom's or your pop's brother, is he?
My dad's brother.
Your dad's brother.
Yeah.
So, Caleb Bacon from Sullivan & Son. Sullivan & Son's ratings are fucking crazy, right?
Sort of.
That show, I mean, the rating, it's a great show, but the ratings really are like, because, I mean, obviously we know those guys very well, but it is fucking insane, because I have another friend who's on a pretty popular, it's insane when it's like the numbers are just so fucking crazy.
Well, it's also funny because, you know, we're in Hollywood.
Yeah.
You know, we're kind of hip. We don't want to be hip, but there's a lot of people who watch certain shows out here. Like Louie, I love this show to death.
What you're saying is there's shows that like people who work in the entertainment industry maybe gravitate towards more than like people in every other fucking city and state.
So in my head, I'm like, oh, Louie's a huge, huge ratings success. And then I look at the numbers and I'm like, oh, we tripled Louie's numbers.
That's awesome. Especially in this day and age. You know, where people are Huluing and they're not, you know, the ratings game is all kind of crazy. And then you're working with 2.5 Men, and that's another huge rated show. It's amazing.
What did you do when you found out that Sullivan and Son got picked up for third season? What did you guys do? Did you do anything? Did you celebrate?
No.
Do you celebrate?
No. I don't know. I am not officially asked back to season 3, so.
You will be. You're a murderer. You really are great on like a very. You've written like episodes independently, as well as are, you know, very involved in that show. I mean, people should know that. So there
jokes.
You go. There you go,
jokes.
Caleb. Yeah, there's no jokes there.
Where do you get your inspiration? Where do these jokes and your writing for television? Where do you get ideas from?
Well, the nice thing about TV is that somebody else comes up with the characters and the world, and then so you already have something to work with. So you just have to figure out what you want to see him do, or you know what's. What sometimes just pops in your head. And I think that's kind of nice because when you have to create things from scratch, you got to think of so much other stuff. Like, like I'm working on writing a pilot right now, and it's – you got to do all this, like, heavy lifting of, like, showing who these characters are to each other without being like, hey, stepmom, nice to see you.
I can't believe I haven't talked to Uncle Kevin Bacon in 20 years, and he's coming to town this weekend.
Shut up and get out of the house.
Yeah. But, I mean, that is, like – that is part of it, I think. And, like, when a show starts on the air, you're not able to really have as much fun as you want because you're sort of still explaining who everybody is.
Right.
You're explaining who this world is, or where the world is, really.
And you try stuff that doesn't work.
And then by the time you go through a first season into a second season, then you're just able to kind of, like, unwind and just fucking have fun and make jokes. Right?
I think so, yeah. Yeah, it definitely loosens up.
So at this point, if you could come up, you can't talk about what your pilot is at all.
On,
what is the world?
Us. Tell us.
It's kind of a pain to talk about.
Okay, then don't bother.
There's there's a lot of setup.
Is it a
sitcom
or is it a single camera?
Where's Tripoli?
What?
I'm looking around. I have not seen Sam.
I told you, Sam's coming up here.
No, I'm sorry.
Sam's almost here.
He's almost here?
Yeah, he's going to be. I told you. Answer that question over here in 5 fucking minutes.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Well, don't talk about your pilot, but I'm sure it's very, very funny. So you do kind of aspire to create your own.
Yeah,
sort of thing.
I do, but I don't know. I guess it's not that I don't aim that high. It's just, to me, the idea of just writing comedy is like the dream.
Yeah.
And then like creating a show is like icing on the cake. But I'm just like, as long as I get to just do the thing,
right,
it's pretty great.
Yeah. And writing on a show, it is sort of like you do sort of get ingratiated into the world where you are like a stat. You know, it's kind of just like if you're a comedian and you sort of are able to, people know that you're good, then you're sort of in the world. Then you got the pass. I mean, then you can really make a fucking career out of it.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
You want to do it?
Yeah.
You ready to sign that deal?
Yes.
You ready to do it?
You ready?
I asked too many times.
Can we get Kevin Bacon?
He's on his way up with Sam. They're in the elevator right now. I believe they went past the floor once.
Not Daffy
elevator. So Sam's in Asia?
Oh, yeah. They just give the Sam's stuck in lobby.
Sam's stuck in lobby.
Jesus.
That's got to be disappointing for you. Sam, in Singapore.
Singapore.
Yeah. So that makes sense.
Would he lose a bet or win a bet?
He'll talk about it, but I think that he won a bet, but then I believe he had a little bit of a snafu getting there.
Is he doing a USO show for the Singapore troops?
He is. I believe he actually is. Isn't that what he's doing? Yeah, he is doing that.
It doesn't involve ladyboys, does it?
It better. I hope so. Yeah. If I know Sam, he'll be asking to see Butthole, whether it's guy or girl. He doesn't give a fuck.
It's a tour for ladyboys, I thought.
Yeah, it's a ladyboys tour. Those are the new hybrid agents. Caleb, how do you feel about the world in general? Do you feel like the world is in a good place? I feel like the world's in a strange spot right now where we're in a very interesting time where things are getting weird. Do you share that sentiment?
I gotta say, I'll give you a serious answer to this.
Yeah.
So I got sober about 6 years ago.
Can you talk about that?
Yeah, I can talk about that.
Why did that happen?
Because I tried to kill myself after a Morrissey concert one night.
Now, what were you? Were you drinking, or were you experimenting with the old druggy poo?
Oh, it was all the above. But I mean, basically, just if you were to graph the old chart, it just kept going down.
What about the Morrissey concert? What happened?
Oh, people usually laugh when I say that, but you guys are like, "Oh, that's serious." Well, because it is serious.
Yeah. Morrissey's serious,
but it's ironic.
I mean, it makes sense, but what was it? Just that it was a depressing evening?
No, it was just kind of timed out like that. But so basically, long story short, that once I started to like take a look at my life and get my shit together, what I saw was that like there's lots of other people out there doing that, and I realized like I became more of like a member of the world and less of like somebody sitting on the sidelines, and with that I got to pretty much just like have all these like great experiences with people and not be so worried about like politics or Syria or the Middle East or, you know, whatever people politically are doing out there socially that I don't agree with. I just like got to see that there's like so much more kind of good in the world by participating in it. And so I see stuff, you know, that's going on in the news, obviously, but it just doesn't affect me. I think like it used to.
Better. It's so much better to be that way.
That's a great response.
It is true. It is better. It honestly, I think it is.
Just live a life.
I think it is better to be that way.
Yeah, like I'm more concerned with people, like in my life. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
You're concerned with the neighborhood, not the world.
Totally.
Yeah.
Yeah. That makes sense. I think that's better because then you're going to get invested and fucking so pissed off like I do.
Same here. And it is an added bonus stress for no reason. So much of it.
Yeah. I don't know. I could keep talking about that.
I want a drone for my birthday, though.
Oh,
that would be
fucking
cool.
How sick would that be? So, okay. Let's say part of the thing is that it seemed like, let's say the Masonry or the Illuminati, not the podcast followers, come to you, Caleb Bacon, and they say, "Hey, buddy, we got the secrets to the world."
Mm-hmm.
All right. All you got to do is just fucking come into this club, shut the fuck up about it. Do you do it?
Oh,
it's an awesome club. We run everything. Do you do it?
What do I have to do?
Just fucking enter the building.
Oh, yeah, sure.
You do it.
Oh,
wow. And you know the secrets of everything.
But can I do cool stuff with it?
Yeah, it's like being, you know, remember when you saw the stone cutters on The Simpsons?
Oh, I do, yeah.
Yeah, it's like that.
But I'd be so afraid of the repercussions of knowing all that shit and leaving.
I'd be too. I'd still sign up for the club, though.
I think nobody would believe you, though. Like, oh, who's that crazy guy from the Honey Badger video trying to talk about aliens?
That would be the most brilliant fucking move they could make. I'd be like, nobody.
Because of the guys who can telepathically summon UFOs?
No. I'm ready for you to narrate those and talk about them.
It's amazing. UFOs got to look this up.
It's
They summon UFOs by standing out in a field, and they wish for them. And then all of a sudden, they look up in the sky, and sure enough, they see these, you know, lights and everything circular in the sky, and they can't explain it. Look it up. It's crazy. I don't know what to make of it, but they send a news guy over to... Now, this guy says that he could summon UFOs, says this newscaster. He's like, get a load of this, schmuck. And then the guy's like, sumba haba, this black guy.
That's how they speak?
Standing in the field.
Yeah. It had to be my people.
Well, actually,
oh, a black guy working in a field. Real nice, yes. Randall.
Summoning is some gibberish, right? Called Swahili.
UFOs does summon
a UFO.
Plantation man.
And I only bring up the color of his skin because you would expect it to be a crazy white guy.
I was about to say, that's some crazy white people shit.
It's right. Probably a crazy white guy in blackface. Like, yeah, that would just totally add up.
Michael Richards. Yeah.
All right, so this guy's got a plate through his lip. Yep.
Yeah. Okay.
Rings around his neck, and he's summoning these. But that's terrible. Can we switch? We can switch topics, I have a question for you.
Yes.
Have you written any features? What's up with writing a feature? We could use some really good comedies right now.
Oh,
you know,
thanks. I love TV. I'm really not interested in movies.
What's your favorite TV show?
Yeah, what do you watch?
Currently on, then all time.
Yeah.
SportsCenter?
SportsCenter is your favorite show.
I would say SportsCenter is my favorite show of all time. To tell you the truth, the show that I'm watching now it's my favorite show is Cheers.
Wow.
Now, Cheers is an old show, but there's 12 seasons on Netflix.
And explain the Sullivan and Son Cheers connection, because there's a pretty good one.
Well, they both take place in a bar.
Mm-hmm.
They feature actors.
Uh-huh. No, more specific.
That my boss on Sullivan and Son, Rob Long, used to be the head writer on Cheers for
there
last year.
So, yeah, which I think is, that guy is fucking amazing, right? Do you look at that guy as like...
That's great.
So, I mean, he's fucking so amazing, that guy.
Yeah, it's nice to work for people who are smarter than you.
I mean, he really is so fucking smart.
Yeah, like Rob's a guy who went to Yale and could probably have done anything he wanted. He just happens to be one of the funniest guys ever.
And I mean, he's funny, but he's not the guy that you would be like, you got to get yourself in a room with this guy when we're having some bread. But and when it comes to writing character, it's fucking amazing.
Yeah.
Really is just like a sixth sense. I don't know.
Yeah, like when he's writing, he'll just like, pitch out a scene, you know, doing the characters' voices, and he can just go on and on and on, and it's so good.
He can, like, write that's a page so cool. Just, like, off the dome, just being like, wow. You know, and she should look at him like that, and you're just like, that's fucking wow.
A lot of writers, you kind of go line by line, but he can just go pages at a time.
And it ends up in the script. I mean, he will literally say something off the top of his head for 45 seconds that you will be writing down, sort of following... And then at the end, you'll have a page that actually ends up in the show, and it was written in one fucking minute. It's crazy.
But why I like TV over features is that for features, you basically, they give you a bunch of money for a script, and then you go away. But with TV, it's like you produce the show. And I don't like just being the guy who's like in a corner writing for 14 hours a day. I like to be part of like the thing with other people having a good time.
That's great.
You like to be part of this, bringing it to life, writing it and bringing it to life.
And then with sitcoms, you know, you go to stage every day, you get to watch your trained, you know, puppets do your thing.
All right, I don't think anybody appreciates that, especially
like,
one of the trained puppets sitting.
Out.
No, you son of a bitch, you keep bringing them up. Chappie's fucking here, baby. Chappie in, baby.
Yeah, we'll see.
Everybody walked out of the studio. Randall, what is your favorite? What's a Randall TV show? Give me a good Randall show.
Other than Project Runway?
It can be that, but now let's do another one. Yeah.
I'm same as Caleb. I like to watch things on Netflix, and lately I've just been running through all the old Mary Tyler Moore's.
Really?
Yeah. Great show.
And what would be a movie? What would be a film, since you're always on the Netflix that you're a big fan of?
Did I keep watching and stuff?
Yes.
I find... I'm watching Captain America without the sound, and I narrate it. And it's really fun.
How fucking great would that be? You should do DVD commentary on fucking everything.
I would love it.
Do you invite people over, Randall, or is it just you and the animals?
Sometimes it is just myself and my cats, but sometimes I'll have a pal come over, and they'll throw on a movie, and then I just mute it and go to town. They put on Empire Strikes Back. They like when I do that for some reason. I'm being frozen.
It's already gold.
I'm in.
It's just, it's fucking unbelievable.
Randall, do you ever go to a zoo and just narrate?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love it. I've actually done some stuff with the Los Angeles Zoo here, you know, just walking around and narrating things. And
How quickly can somebody recognize your voice? How quickly will someone be like, wait a fucking minute?
You know, you'd be surprised. I mean, obviously, there's some folks who haven't seen the video, and that's fine. I actually like when someone hasn't seen the video, but it doesn't take very – out here, like, it doesn't take very long.
It's like right away. They're like, hey,
yeah.
Wait a minute.
And, like, in Portland, people are like, holy shit, yeah.
And you
like,
still
– can I get fries?
Yeah.
Wait, what? That's usually – they say what?
And then you say
– again.
Yeah.
And you said fries.
Randall doesn't give a fuck.
Just give them to me.
Give me the fries.
One thought, Gareth?
Yes.
Favorite show currently, Breaking Bad.
There you go. Yeah. Yeah.
You want to know something?
Four left.
Do I want to know something? I don't know. You shit on Breaking Bad?
I haven't seen it.
Oh, that's okay. You don't have to see it.
I have the first two seasons on my computer.
Yeah,
I'm going to watch them.
You haven't seen all of them, right? Yeah, he hasn't. It's okay. You know, I like that because you get to now.
Yes,
you'll get
it
to binge watch.
It is a little bit better now to be in a position where
you
like.
Watch.
It's an intense show. If you binge watch it, it's like it gets your adrenaline going.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, it's exciting.
Are you psyched for people to binge watch your show?
No, I don't think comedy's different.
It's good to watch it week in, week out.
Yeah, because comedy, I don't know, it's not about like trying to power through the story like, oh, I got to know what happens next.
Totally.
With Breaking Bad, it's so much like that.
Yeah.
With comedy, it's like you want to be able to enjoy it and laugh.
Reset every week.
Enjoy the timing.
And, yeah.
Or like the new Arrested Development came out, and I tried to binge watch it, and it was not quite the same.
Yeah, that's what I heard. I didn't watch it.
And did you do all this sort of stuff when you were upstate New York as well, or
binge watching? It was binge drinking.
It sounds
alcohol.
Sounds like watching is the new drinking.
Getting HIV tests. Were you doing this in New York? No,
I've been responsible.
Writing and you know, doing radio podcasts. Were you doing this in New York or
a little bit? But I moved out here 9 years ago, mm-hmm. and they didn't have things like radio and television back then.
Do you like living in Los Angeles,
oh,
California?
I love it.
Would you ever see yourself anywhere else?
I like the idea of being able to split my time.
You like
somewhere.
A summer home.
Yeah.
We all like the summer home.
Bi-coastal life.
Just give me that summer home.
I don't know where that would be, but I like the idea that it could be a thing.
New Paltz.
Yeah, we can have we can
go to New Paltz?
Randall is just in Portland.
Sure, see? Yeah, SUNY New Paltz.
Will you go there? Oh, thank you. Yes.
Purchase?
You were just in Portland, which is great, but I want to bring up this real quick, Caleb.
Sure, I know. We only have a few hours left.
There's only a few hours left, enough time to get these donations in, guys. We can save these dolphins.
Let's make a difference.
Or actually, I think they died yesterday. But the point is, do you know who Michael Winslow is?
That son of a bitch.
You know who I'm talking about,
yeah,
right?
He's sort of like an early version of Gareth Reynolds, but not as good.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Thank you very much for understanding. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there is this sort of like groundswell now. You know, to get me and him in the room together, and you know,
don't waste your time.
Settled? No, I want to. No.
Such a different league than him.
Listen, I agree.
Yeah.
But again, that's what's so fucking frustrating about this process is I have to keep waiting in the wings for my chance to take a shot at Rocky. I mean, and I'm ready to fucking go. You've heard me. You've seen me. You've seen what he can do.
I've seen it in person.
Yeah.
I've heard it on the radio. I've seen you on television.
And it's
like
just...
Like, every single medium, you excel.
Yeah, but the sound effects is something that I think is... That's my new passion.
Well, no, your effects, I've heard them live. That's what I'm saying. I've heard them in all these different ways. It's perfect.
Okay.
Winslow, I don't know.
No, this is the thing. This is what the Illuminati needs to understand. He's good. Nobody's saying he's not good. He's good. Okay, we get it.
Yeah.
His time is up. Yeah, his time's up. Thank you, Randall. Thank you.
I like how you think his time is up now.
Yeah.
Like, just recently. Okay,
well,
Winslow's done.
It coincides into when they took the sound effects board out of here, but yeah, I think his time is over. I think his time is done.
Yeah, they ain't making no more police academies.
Because back in 2012, he was crushing it, okay?
Yeah.
Now it's 2013. Winslow's done.
And it's always he has to cover his fucking mouth to make these noises. Not Gareth.
You think because there's a thing behind his hand? Like a device?
Oh!
Caleb,
wow.
Come on now. We don't want to say the guy's juicing. I've read the rumors, but we don't want to say the guy's juicing.
He could. Wow.
He's good. Just saying I'm
better. I heard he shoots growth hormone into his vocal cords.
If he's juicing, then I want it. I mean, look, let him juice. I'm au naturel. I'm ready to fucking party.
Well, I don't know if you're au naturel, but...
Hey.
Well,
what?
Marijuana?
Oh, 1 minute a day I don't smoke marijuana.
It helps with the raspiness and some of the vocals.
Absolutely. The cotton helps the old jaw.
Yeah.
Cotton helps the old jaw magic, as I like to call it.
Jaw magic.
Jaw magic. Well, thank you very much for coming on. Is there anything you want to plug specifically? Obviously, plug your podcast, your Twitter.
MichaelWinslow.com.
No. Michael Winslow at Noisy Man with a Z. Hit him up. Be polite. We want to make this happen. Hit him up.
Now, if this happens, can I just come watch?
Yes.
Because I'd like to be there for history.
This is going to happen.
And can you guys actually both be quiet and Randall narrates the whole time?
Honest to God, we absolutely have to get you in here for that. You have to
love it.
Be involved. Just
I
want to
see how many animal noises he can do.
Poo. He's going down.
Give us a dog.
You want a mad dog or you want just like a sick dog like I just started doing?
Gareth can do actually any breed of a dog.
Yeah, it's name a dog specifically. We have 30 seconds. We got to hurry.
A pug.
All right, a pug.
That's not bad.
That's a sick pug. They have very bad nasal passages. Plug whatever you want,
Caleb. My podcast, Man School, can be found on iTunes or manschoolshow.com. If you Google Caleb Bacon, all my stuff pops up because there's not a lot of Caleb Bacon.
It's true.